The Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the Good Liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, what a year this last week was, part two. A lot happened. Admitted racist lies from the Trump campaign. Laura Loomer got loomered. And of course, another assassination attempt on Donald Trump. But before we get into it, we want to remind everybody you can support us on Hero Hero for just $5 a month. HeroHero.co/TheGoodLiars. DeVrom, let's get into this.
Yay.
That's your first response is yay?
It's exciting to talk through a whole year in a week.
On Sunday afternoon, news broke from my hometown of West Palm Beach, Florida, that the Secret Service shot at a man hiding in the bushes at Trump's golf club in West Palm after seeing a barrel of a gun poking out from the bushes. The suspect, later identified as Ryan Wesley Routh, left a rifle with a scope and a GoPro in the bushes and was later apprehended in Martin County, just north of Palm Beach County. DeVrom, another assassination attempt on Donald Trump. What were your initial thoughts?
It's just not good. It's not a good thing. It's not good for anyone for there to be political violence. So this was another moment like, why are people thinking this way? And I'm glad nothing happened. And I was just curious for some details about who this person was going to be and about their plan. And it's, I don't know. It's hard to believe this is all happening again, but different. I think he also, I don't think you mentioned he had a couple backpacks with him with ceramic tiles in them. He was intending to like be in a shootout. And I guess you use those to defend yourself in some way. And also unconfirmed, but I've been reading that he had been there for like 12 hours or something. He had created a little like sniper's nest and was there. So no doubt more criticism headed the Secret Service's way. What did you think when you started seeing this news break?
Well, yeah, of course, you know, political violence, absolutely awful. And it's just what a terrible like thing to be happening in during a really tightly contested presidential election. Of course, you know, this changes the narrative for how long, who knows? I mean, Donald Trump, we've talked about this a lot on the podcast. Donald Trump after Butler, you know, we wondered was there going to be a change of tune, a change of tone from Donald Trump? No, there was not. And again, I think hours after this, you know, not as dramatic, but still, you know, very serious, there was no change in tone from Donald Trump blaming Democrats.
It seems like he's, you know, losing these opportunities to gain sympathy and try and attract like moderate people when he just goes back to being himself, but it doesn't seem like it's within his control. It seems like if we learned anything last time, it was that he would not change who he is. So we have that probably to look forward to. I don't want to speculate too much, but I have this feeling that a week from now, it'll seem like ancient news again, which is hard to believe, but that's what happened the first time around.
And I want to speak briefly about the golf club there in West Palm Beach. I grew up in West Palm Beach and I was down there visiting family and there was a Trump event. I believe this is 2022. There was an event on President's Day for Donald Trump that a bunch of the Trump supporters from down there in Florida had
any
an event for.
Any excuse to get together with your buddies, have a few beers in a parking lot, I would imagine.
Yes. It was like I think there's a library across the street and they just parked there and they were like on the grass. There's probably like a couple hundred people on the grass. Like those rappers were there like shooting a music video. What I wanted to talk about a little bit was like the golf course and the security. And obviously things are tighter now, and like people are more on edge after Butler. But at that event, there was like a couple hundred people out there just there to support Donald Trump with their signs and all that stuff. And at that event, Donald Trump pulled up on his golf cart out and came outside and waved to the crowd. And he was like mid golf game and decided like between the eighth and ninth hole or whatever it was, he was going to go out there and wave to everybody, which is such a bizarre scene just to see like this like billionaire guy take a break from the middle of his golf game at his golf club to wave to all of his supporters on President's Day.
Right.
And I remember when he came out, there were Secret Service guys with like big machine guns or AR-15s or whatever they were. And they were all like looking around, like ready for action, a little bit intimidating. But there at the golf club, it's all bushes around that. And it's like that on Palm Beach Island too. They have like a law about like the size of the height, I should say, of the walls around, but there's no law about how the shrubbery, like in the bushes, how high they can be. And this golf course, I guess there's a fence, but there's just, they have bushes all around it. So yeah, I can imagine that would be a security concern. Like if all you have to do is like get in the bushes, it's pretty incredible that they haven't like tried to make that like a little more fortified after
right.
an attempt on his life. And he's there knowing, all the time.
Knowing, I mean, you wouldn't have to know about his schedule that much to know that he golfs there a lot.
Yeah.
So I know there are some conspiracies about, did this guy know Donald Trump's schedule? Maybe, I don't know. But he also wouldn't have to be there that many times to find Donald Trump playing around a golf.
Yeah. And I, again, after what you just said, whether he was there for, you know, 12 hours or whatever, he's clearly there waiting. Again, another assassination attempt. There's kind of like been a theme with this. After an assassination attempt, now you start seeing conspiracy theories coming. Did you catch any of those on the artist formerly known as Twitter?
Let's see. When I was perusing X, Jason, it's a little offensive to continue to mispronounce it. It's a little like they do with Kamala.
Okay. Well, all right. All right. I apologize. I denounce.
I don't think you have ill intentions with your calling it Twitter, because it's very dumb to change it to X. It's very dumb.
I appreciate that. Thanks for taking my side on this one.
Yeah. I'm definitely on your side. What was the question again? I got sidetracked by my own.
Did you catch any of the conspiracy theories?
Oh, I mean, immediately I saw some people saying like, isn't it a little strange that, you know, after such a rough week, that this would happen. So I guess the implication is that somehow it's like, we're going to have this thing to garner some sympathy for Donald Trump because the news cycle isn't working in his favor. And I kind of assume you have a similar reaction when I do. It's like the amount of people that would have to be in on something like that, and the ways that that can go wrong, and that can be like uncovered and then totally delegitimize so many things. It's like, right. That's not what would happen. It wouldn't
assassination happen. Attempt break in case of emergency. Like, how are they going to know? Right. Like, we'll get into some of the JD Vance stuff and some of the terrible stuff, that made Trump's week a terrible week, since the debate. But like, I saw some people being like, oh wow, it's a little bit weird. Don't you think? Here's another fake assassination attempt. And it's like, is that what the left wants to be? Like,
I know.
Reminds me a lot of like the Trump supporters we talk to.
Totally.
That
we are like, oh, that's the conspiratorial thinking. And it's so like deranged. Why would you say that? Why would you think that? Who you're talking to your other, you know, conspiratorial friends and getting whipped up into a frenzy. It's something that we've been like, that's ridiculous. And now it feels like it's a little bit on the left. Like, what's the purpose of it? You just look like kind of out of touch and not super intelligent, to be honest. It's like, what's the, there are too many reasons for that. That is obviously could have a million holes poked in it. At the last assassination attempt, namely, people got shot and died.
Right. So yeah, I roll my eyes at it. It's more than an eye roll. Like, it's like, and we'll get into more of this later, but like this last week, it's worn on me a little bit. like psychologically.
You, don't worry, you just look your age.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, I look 23. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like things have gotten so ugly now, and this is just another example of it, where it's like, now it's like somebody's out there again trying to kill someone. Like, it is, I don't like it. I don't like it. But on that note,
yeah.
On that note,
so two downvotes for it.
Downvotes, yes. Well, it's like downvotes for the conspiracy theories for sure. Like,
right.
Look, if they do an investigation and something comes up, you know, there's right. the conspiracy. But like right. now, it's like the facts of it, and you have all of these police officers, and it's just the amount of people that
looking
are to, you
know, for the conspiracy is the part that I don't understand. If a yeah. fact comes out that makes you say, "Oh, we need to question this narrative," okay. But just starting there, to me, is just doing the thing that is ridiculous about so much of the last few years, about all the Q stuff, about all the January 6th conspiracies, about all this stuff. Like, why do that? Why do that?
Yeah. But it should be said that President Jim Carrey did come out and denounce the attack.
What was that?
President Jim Carrey. President Jim Carrey. The person playing Joe Biden under the mask.
Sure.
So... last question on this, DeVrom, obviously a lot more is going to come out in the coming days about this, but how do you feel like this is going to affect the 2024 election? We are close to election day.
Ordinarily, in any ordinary election, you would be like, this will affect it. This is a big thing. This is a big piece of news. But I don't know. It was like previously in Butler, you know, it came out that certainly this person's political motives might have been like very low on the list of the reasons he did this. It seems like those on the right will want to point fingers and say, look, this is a result of rhetoric. This person is a Democrat, which even though the facts weren't supporting that, that's kind of what's been said about Butler. Right. So now this guy seems to have more of a political history, again, like mixed. Not speculating on motives, but basically saying it's a complicated story, and it seems like people will predictably divide into their two camps, and there are going to be very few people whose minds are changed by this. So you'll have the people on the right on Twitter saying this is a result of the rhetoric, and then the people on the left saying, hey, we don't claim this guy. He's not, your typical Kamala Harris supporter, obviously. And then Trump's going to say some wild shit. And then,
well, he already has. Today, he came out with a tweet on Truth Social, where he basically...
Nothing's Twitter anymore. Isn't that weird?
Know. I mean, it's so sad.
We got to say X's and truths, but anyway.
Got the best verb for it, and now it's done. And noun. Verb and noun. But he came out and blamed like all of the lies from Harris during the debate for causing the violence, which is... It's the same debate where he said he won the election, and obviously he did not win the election, and that lie did result in the deaths of his own supporters on January 6th. So it's just like, to your point, nothing changed from him even faster than the last time.
But we are also guilty of it. Nothing changes in the populace either. Like, people don't start to question what they think. Like, the American people, I don't think are going to splinter along any different lines after this as before. So it's just kind of like you would hope that important things would change people's minds, but are we past that? People have already made up their minds?
Well, I hope you're not asking me to have a little bit of self-reflection right now, DeVrom, because we're in the middle of an election, and I can't do that. It's such an important part of my identity. Okay, good.
I would never even consider it.
Thank you. Let's move on to more awful news. The big story coming out of the debate was Donald Trump's meltdown after Vice President Kamala Harris called his rallies boring, trademark 2016, good liars. And then he went into a wild monologue about how immigrants were eating dogs in Springfield, Ohio.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
The result has been bomb threats in Springfield, including at schools and hospitals. DeVrom, this story, it makes me, like, obviously they're the jokes when he says it. It's like an outrageous thing to say in a debate. But this story has, like, made me sick over the last week. It hasn't even been a week. 5 days? just like the racism and the no apologies from anybody in the Trump campaign. And we'll show this J.D. Vance clip. But how are you feeling about the Springfield, the people of Springfield? Like, how do you feel right now?
It is, as you said, it just seems like a lie, like kind of rooted in, you know, playing on people's fears and trying to divide people along, you know, racial lines, and more of the same from Donald Trump. But it's just hard to believe we're here in a presidential election cycle. This is what's being discussed. I mean, it used to be issues. I remember seeing on Instagram, there was like, they were replaying debates from previous presidential elections, and everyone was so civil, and they were like trying to debate issues because they thought that's what people wanted to hear about. It turns out they just want the most outrageous stuff
they want
ever
pro wrestling.
To be said.
They want wrestling promos.
They want pro wrestling of politics, and they want to just you know, get mad and hate each other. It's not like super positive feeling for humanity, but I just saw Adam
again,
DeWine.
No self-reflection, please.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Not going there. I'll go close to it, but I will never actually reflect. Adam DeWine, the governor of Ohio, was like, no, there's no reason to think this is true. I talked to the sheriff. I talked to the, you know, city someone. You know, he's talking to the people who would know about this. They do not have evidence that it has happened. And I got to say, even if a cat got eaten in a country of 350 million people, it would never justify saying it in a presidential debate and trying to strike fear into, you know, Americans against their, you know, the immigrants that are coming in. And by the way, Governor DeWine also said these Haitians that are in Springfield are there legally and are working for companies who are saying these people have been hard workers, have helped us. And they are grateful that these people here are here, and they're here legally. So it's clearly just like this lobbing a grenade, you know, into the political discourse to make people angry and tune in. So not going to self-reflect, but still not feeling great about humanity. What have you been thinking? It's been, like you said, it's been 5 days.
I want to play a clip. I want to play a clip right now. Just speaking of about getting angry and stuff. Let's watch this clip from J.D. Vance from State of the Union on Sunday.
If I have to create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do, Dana, because you guys are completely letting Kamala Harris coast. You had one interview with her. You talk about pushing back against me, Dana. You didn't push back against the fact that she cast the deciding vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which is why a lot of Americans can't afford food and housing.
You just said that you're creating a story.
We ought to be talking about public policy.
So he's saying, you know, did he misspeak? I don't know. But
well,
he's saying,
have you watched the longer clip?
Of course. That was one that I put up on social media. The longer quote, he's like, no, what I'm saying is people had called my office and all that stuff. But without verifying it, without it being verified, you know, by a police department, for one, and by anyone, and the videos that he's released, people have said, that's a video of somebody eating a whole chicken on a grill,
right.
And that it was not even in Dayton. It wasn't even in Springfield. It's just like the rage baiting that's going on is just,
and it's shameless.
Makes me
though.
Upset.
It's not veiled in any way. Like, I can't believe we're here. People are going to eat your pets. The people that are in your town, that are invading your town, are going to eat your pets. That's the next thing. And it's being treated like it's real, and it sounds like it's not. And these are not like the Laura Loomers of the world, who I know we're going to get to later, but these are not the people who have been traditionally just like on social media, and that's what they do. These are the candidates for president and vice president. And I know we shouldn't be shocked because of the last several years, but it's really bad, especially the bomb threats and everything that's coming from this. This is not like, for most of us who don't live there, this is like a crazy thing that's happening on the news. But for the residents of Springfield, the immigrants who are there, the kids who are trying to go to school, and there are bomb threats, this is actually like a terrible time brought on by Trump being like, I don't know, I saw it on TV.
Somebody said it. I don't know. Somebody told me that. What do you want me to, you know, that's just like, see it on TV. That's his whole thing. God. Oh my gosh.
And then JD Vance will say it on TV.
Yeah. He's like, JD Vance will do whatever I say. And I saw him say it on TV.
Right.
And it's the snake eating itself while shitting again. Mm-hmm. So we talked about this. We were like, we were talking on the phone about the podcast today. And we were like, you know what? Obviously, this Donald Trump will make up like racist lies over and over again. And he keeps doing it. And it's something that's worked for him. And we were like, what if we just went through like every single one of these? And then we like went, had a little back and forth. And we were like, this is too much.
This is too long.
So just like going back to the very beginning of his like, I guess, successful political career, because he did run for president in 2000. And his first like bursting onto the scene for the Fox News audience during Obama's presidency, questioning his birth certificate. And this is just kind of a perfect, this is one of his tweets. This is August 6th, 2012. You want to read this, Jerome?
Sure. Here we have a tweet. It was a tweet at the time. Now an X post. Donald Trump, quote, an extremely credible source has called my office.
In quotes.
Right. Has called my office and told me that tagging at Barack Obama's birth certificate is a fraud.
It's over and over again, this bullshit from him where it's like, I'm going to have the healthcare plan. It's going to be next. I'm going to release it next week. I've got this. I've got all of this. This is all real. The same thing with this is like his sources. It's like, now you know his fucking sources are Laura Loomer. And like,
right.
They're, but, or I think with this, he just made it up. He like literally just made it up and was like,
or
this
he got up some yes men in a room and said, do we think this is possible? And someone said, well, you know, this or that thing, like telling him what he wants to hear. And it gives him cover to say it. And then it doesn't matter if it's true or not at all.
Yes. Yeah. And so he wrote this to like fame with the Fox News audience. And then in 2016, in October, he held a news conference and everyone was like, what's this news conference about? He said it was going to be about President Obama. And he said, quote, President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. And then he just was like, this whole thing that I said was totally true. And I said, I've got these incredibly reliable sources. It's all bullshit. It was all a lie.
Makes
or
you
at
wanna,
least he was wrong. It's yeah.
Yeah. He should have to reveal his source then, you know, after
yeah,
all that.
This is like, who was it? It was the mailbox. He was talking to the mailbox.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, you have the stuff that's like with Trump that's like, oh, this is, he's such a cartoon character and all that. But now it's like, this is the part where I'm like, I feel gross. I feel like I need to take a shower all the time. I feel like disgusted that he's so popular with so many people in this country and he spews this stuff. It's just, I feel gross.
I was listening to The Daily and there was an episode on two genuinely undecided voters. I believe they were a couple from Pennsylvania. And they were saying it was hard to find real undecided voters. A lot of people have decided. These people say they are totally actually undecided. They were Republicans. They've become undecided. And they were talking to them about the debate. Like, I'm not sure. I don't know if it moved the needle. I was just like, really? With the abortions after birth and the immigrants eating pets thing and just having the moderators have to say that is not true, that doesn't like affect your view of the person that he would be think it was appropriate to say this stuff and then not take it back at all. To me, those moments should have moved the needle for that tiny, tiny, unfathomably small percentage of people who need to make their mind up.
A really gross week, very, very gross week. And speaking of gross, let's move on to Laura Loomer.
Oh.
We want to say, and we're going to get into this in our bonus episode on Hero Hero, but we want to say that we have been the victim of a loomering. We were loomered by Laura Loomer in Iowa.
For people who don't know what being loomered is, it's her self-described phrase when she feels like she gets someone, right? Like so-and-so got loomered.
Yeah.
And she, so that's something that she started herself. But I think you and I can agree that, like, when it happens to you,
oof, I'm still recovering.
And I think it just means being like near each other more, kind of.
I don't know.
Having her digitally talk to you. Too.
Yeah, you end up with a computer virus. But she like said, like, you guys just got loomer. You guys just got loomer. Then she like kind of like walked away a little uncomfortable.
Right.
She came up because she saw the participation trophy. She was like, that was so funny. I want to get a picture. And our one of our camera operators for that trip, Mikey, was like, I could just tell, Jason, from the moment she came over, that you hated that woman. He had no idea who she was, but I was just like, nope, we're not doing a picture. I don't want to talk to you. I do not like you. And why don't I like Laura Loomer? Let's talk about this. This is from the New York Times this last week after she made headlines. Here's a quote from the Times. Ms. Loomer has made a number of racist, sexist, homophobic, and Islamophobic comments in the past. She is described as Islam as a, quote, cancer, and used the hashtag proud Islamophobe, and once seemed to celebrate the deaths of migrants crossing the Mediterranean. In 2018, after Twitter banned her for frequent anti-Muslim content, she handcuffed herself to the company's headquarters in New York and wore a yellow Star of David, similar to those Nazis forced Jews to wear during the Holocaust. So that is Laura Loomer in a nutshell. She's obviously done a lot more terrible stuff, including tweets this last week that were denounced by Marjorie Taylor Greene, of all people.
That was so surprising, I guess. Is anything surprising anymore? I want to say also, we've seen her at a few events, and one of her big MOs is to have a bullhorn and kind of yell and march around, and she usually has a handful of people, whether they're videotaping or they're supporters of hers, kind of following her around. And then usually she'll accuse someone of kind of bumping into her or something. She'll be walking through a crowd screaming. She'll usually be like, this guy bumped into me or something, and then try and create the feeling of, you know, kind of ganging up on someone. She'll make that person, you know, inevitably someone who has a sign, an anti-Trump sign or something. So, for instance, we saw her at the Fulton County Jail, and she'll kind of like bump into someone and then start screaming at them and try and get everyone kind of yelling at this person. And then I guess she would say they got loomered in that situation, I guess.
Yeah, she reminds me a little bit of, not in like the same level of hateful speech, but Lauren Boebert, a little bit in the same like kind of like mentality that they have.
Right, very angry. But like
very angry and just like very willing to just like lie at the...
Right.
Yeah, just, and so she, in this the past couple of weeks, has been traveling with Donald Trump, traveled on his plane on 9/11, was part of like the rapid response team for, or the response team, whatever they're called, for his digital team.
They're like pretty late to respond to 9/11. I think they're a few years too late.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right. The response team for the debate, the digital response team, she was part of the team, along with like DC Drano and like every single horrible blue check mark person you've ever seen on Twitter. They were all in one room being like, here's, we gotta figure out how to respond to this.
We gotta say the worst possible stuff.
But she is now traveling with Donald Trump. Why is Donald Trump hanging out with her? That's the question I'm gonna pose to you right now, DeVram.
Well, I'm not gonna be one of these conspiracy theorists saying that they're hooking up, because that's a big thing that people are saying.
Sounds like you're about to say it.
No.
Sounds like, so I'm not going to do that. They're always saying it because this, that.
No. Okay. I don't think that, I haven't seen enough evidence of that, and it doesn't matter. I think you have to take it as a signal. Like, these things are not by accident. They're discussed by a lot of people, not necessarily smart people and not kind people, but like these strategies in a campaign. The fact that she is there, I think, speaks to a certain group of people that they want to feel included in this campaign in some way. So,
well, let me push back on that. Sorry, go ahead. If you want to finish.
Well, I was going to touch on the thing that Marjorie Taylor Greene said was racist. She basically made a bunch of like generalities about Indian American people and what the White House was going to be like in the dumbest, most stupid childish,
racist, vile, terrible,
racist, yeah. all of it, trying to say that if Kamala was elected, that the White House would now, you know, smell like curry, like the dumbest stuff in the world. And
yeah,
Marjorie Taylor Greene said, you know, that's racist. And then J.D. Vance basically said, oh, well, who cares? His wife happens to be Indian American. It is just shocking. Now, it's his business whether or not he wants to be offended by it. But to have someone this close to the campaign, it just seems like it is a decision. There is a group of people, like kind of this right-wing underbelly of society that really wants to feel included, and she does that.
Let me ask you this, Devram. This right-wing underbelly of society, do you think that they haven't felt included by Donald Trump up until this point? Like, it's not like he needs to, like, push those people to vote, right? Like, those people are behind him 100%.
I don't know. What's the vibe? There's a vibe that they're going for, which is like,
we're going to be the fucking worst. What's the vibe?
Yeah, like, I think so, that we're going to be unapologetically the worst. Like, they're not going to go away from that just because it's getting close to the election. That's not, by the way, a good reason. And what you're saying is right. I think these people have felt included, but I don't know what else you would say to that. Like, they want to feel like they are associated with edgy people like her, and that they are not backing off in the lead up to this election, I guess, is the only thing that would make any sense to me. It would seem that she would be bringing so much more bad press than good press. But given this whole Springfield fiasco, are they really concerned about bad press? Like, maybe they just want people talking about the campaign in good or in bad terms.
Because the one thing we haven't talked about, which probably would be like the lead story today, was J.D. Vance does this thing. He says he created the story, misspoke, whatever. But he basically is acknowledging that there have been no credible
sources
to this.
Right. At the very least, he's acknowledging that if it happened, it would have been a story that he were making much larger than it should have been. He did acknowledge at least that.
What happens just an hour and a half later? Donald Trump gets on Truth Social, tweets, all caps with exclamation points. You better believe there's exclamation points.
I hate that dog.
I hate Taylor Swift. I hate Taylor Swift. So he is doing what he's been trying to do, and maybe this is to your point. He's been trying to suck the oxygen out of the room by making this all about him. And he's
I got very jealous in that month when he couldn't get on the news, when you know, Biden and Kamala switched places in the election, and the Tim Walz joined, and people were riding high. Do you think he's still making up ground for that? It feels like that a little bit to me.
I guess so. I mean, that is like, and just, it is like, I hate to say this, like an old school Trump tactic to be like, oh, people are talking about a thing I don't want to talk them talking about. Easy. I'm just going to say the fucking stupidest shit in the world, and everyone's going to talk about it, and he's not going to lose any votes because of it. So he's doing it, and like some of his like more savvy supporters are just like, hey, that's funny. It's funny because he's trolling the media, and now everyone's talking about this Taylor Swift thing, and they're not talking about Springfield. They're not talking about J.D.
He is trolling the media, but he's also going to get her a bunch of threats.
Right. Totally.
It's again, it's like the Springfield thing is just a Twitter storm for most of us, but it's real to people who are going through it. And, but I don't know. I mean, I would just think that most people would see that, most reasonable people would see that and realize that it's pretty, should be beneath the presidential candidate to like single out a pop star and say that they hate them for endorsing the other candidate. That it's not like, it's not presidential, but we're so far past that. I feel stupid saying it, but it's just,
we are very far past that.
It's just like, not.
I know. I hate this, to always do this, just like stop and be like, I fucking hate where we are right now. I hate it.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Like, this is fucking crazy.
Like, I can't believe
it. It's
like
fucking crazy to like not be debating issues and like just thinking about back at Mitt Romney being like, man, Mitt Romney, he was the worst. Like, what? No, Mitt Romney, that election, it's just like two people like you just didn't, they weren't like, I'm going to go after you. I'm gonna say I hate people, and know that you've got supporters who will do death threats and things like that. It's just terrible. Also, there weren't like attempted assassination attempts. So I don't know. It's a fucking nightmare that we're living in.
Don't bullshit me. I ain't stupid.
That's not true either, is it?
I'm lying. I'm dying.
That's a lie right there.
Bullshit, mama.
Let's have a moment of truth about Laura Loomer. Why is Laura Loomer hanging out with Donald Trump? And why would he take that risk? And I have a theory about it. And the theory is that Laura Loomer is exactly the kind of person that Donald Trump is attracted to. She is somebody that changes reality to make it fit Donald Trump's narrative. And that's Donald Trump's whole thing. To get Donald Trump's support, you have to say the election was stolen. You have to basically live in the world that he has created for himself. And she does that. And yes, she says a lot of terrible stuff, and she says some racist, vile, terrible, terrible things. But no matter what she says, that will never outweigh to Donald Trump the fact that she would do anything for him. And unfortunately, that's the truth.
Oof.
It's a gross truth.
It is.
Gosh, this episode, there's nothing happy about this stuff right now, DeVon. Do you have anything happy to say?
You have to talk about it, but there's nothing happy about it. So it's kind of like a masochistic endeavor to start this discussion, knowing that, again, we're going to be talking about this guy who's basically been running for president for almost a decade. He never stopped having rallies when he was president. This person has been aggressively all up in our business for almost a decade.
I want to add a little bit of laughter into this right now. Things have been very dark, scary. Mm-hmm. And I was rewatching Seinfeld, which is one of my comfort shows. Rewatching it again, which is, this is sad because it's like maybe the fourth time since COVID began, since like 2020 that I've watched it, maybe a fifth. And there's an episode in season 5, I think it is, where Jerry's talking about, he's like, I had such a great set. I did 15 minutes on the Ottoman Empire. Ottoman Empire? Was it a whole empire about putting your feet up on something?
Just sounded like something
stupid.
Yeah.
It's a 15 minutes on it, like, which right. is the joke, I think.
Love it.
Should we just remind people that they can go to herohero.co/thegoodliars, support us for just $5 a month. Today, we're going to be talking more about Laura Loomer, which maybe isn't the best sell you could have to support us on Hero Hero. But before we get out of here, DeVron, do you have any words of wisdom for the audience?
If you're ever having a bad day, go to the store and buy yourself some new socks. There's nothing that gets your day started off better than putting on a new, fresh pair of socks. It's a simple thing that you can do today to brighten your spirits.
I love that, DeVron. And honestly, I was just feeling, I'm wearing socks right now, and I have a hole in the heel of my sock. So I might do just that. I'm going to do it now because of you. Thank you for those words of wisdom. And thank you for joining us on The Good Liars Tell the Truth. We'll see you next time.